I'm falling in love. The Spinners. Local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Hey, join us on Monument Square in downtown Racine this week as we celebrate First Friday and the tradition of Scoop the Loop. Live music, food, drink, and friends all on hand starting at 4 p.m. Stop by our WRJN tent for your chance to win State Fair tickets and Scoop the Loop. First Fridays this week on WRJN. Jim is here and Carol Gianforte did a whole presentation on scooping the loop once at the Golden Rondale. sounded like a lot of fun scooping the loop. They don't do it anymore, but it would be nice. That was nice. All the muscle cars and everything scooping the loop. It's 7 o'clock exactly. Let's check our morning news.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A mass shooting has shaken New York City. Police say a gunman walked into a Park Avenue office building that houses NFL headquarters and opened fire with an assault rifle, killing four people before turning the gun on himself. This man was nearby.
I heard all these loud bangs. No idea what it was. I turned around, all these people were like running.
Police say the gunman had a documented mental health history. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The shooter is believed to be Shane Tamora, 27-year-old male with a Las Vegas address. The vehicle he exited is registered in Nevada to Mr. Tamora.
The shootings happened in the lobby, then on the 34th floor of the building, home to Rudin Management Company, which is a family-owned real estate firm. Police say they are trying to figure out the dead suspect's motive. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The NFL says a league employee is hospitalized in stable condition. Passersby were stunned when police in Nevada say three people were shot and killed outside a casino at the Grand Sierra Resort.
I'm sure they have the place locked down and it's secure, but it's just, I've never been through that, you know, and it was just so quick.
Two people are in critical condition. The shooter was shot by Reno police in the parking lot and taken into custody. They say the person has no known connection to the victims. A new Gallup poll shows support for Israel's military action in Gaza has dropped here in the U.S., with only one-third of Americans now in favor. That's a new low. And a U.N.-backed report is raising a new red flag about hunger. The BBC's Imogene Folks.
The report says the threshold for famine has been reached in Gaza, with widespread starvation and malnutrition. The humanitarian pauses announced by Israel were welcome, but not enough.
President Trump has condemned the hunger crisis in Gaza during his trip to Scotland. He says the U.S. will work with the U.K. and other European nations to set up food centers in the region. Today, Mr. Trump is dedicating a new golf course at his resort in Aberdeen to his late mother, Marianne McLeod Trump.
My mother was born here and she loved it. She would come back here religiously once a year.
The University of Colorado's head football coach, Deion Sanders, says he had a cancerous tumor in his bladder removed during the offseason. His message?
Get checked out, because it could have been a whole another gathering if I had.
The 57-year-old says his doctor spotted the issues during a routine CT scan in the spring. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a car inside Olympia Brown. Caledonia police were called to the school for the report of a car that had crashed all the way into a classroom at the K-8 facility on 5.5 Mile Road. Initial reports are that there were no injuries. Police and fire crews responding say the vehicle ended up completely inside the building. We're working on learning more about what happened. There's work being done at the building, adding an expansion that was supposed to open in the fall. Style was invited, more is showing up. A political game of sorts is taking place in Racine today as Milwaukee area Congresswoman Gwen Moore meets with people at a town hall. She'll be answering questions about the Republican tax law. A group called Opportunity Wisconsin is putting together the event at Gateway Technical College. In a statement, they claim the new law threatens health care for millions and cuts food assistance programs. They say the actual congressman for the Racine area, Brian Stile, was invited to the event and that more is showing up. Also appearing at the event in Racine at 6 tonight, Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. The AP reported yesterday that she plans to run for lieutenant governor next year. Congressman Stile will host his own in-person listening session Thursday night. That'll be held in Elkhorn. Ignoring the signs that say road closed won't be tolerated. That message went out from the Racine County Sheriff's Office in regards to the roundabout now under construction in Rochester. That circle is going in at highways A and J, and it's expected to take a few months. Law enforcement warns that ignoring the road closed sign is dangerous and that they've already dealt with some drivers speeding and even driving impaired through that area. Officials urge drivers to follow the detours. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball Tonight as the crew hosts the Cubs in Game 2 of their series. Milwaukee with a win last night, 8-4, but a rough start for Jacob Mizorowski. The Miz giving up 3 runs and throwing 40 pitches in the top of the first. Was it as rough as it looked?
I mean, yeah, it's a long inning, so everything, you know, sucks. I feel like you start feeling a little loose, you know, and every pitch keeps getting away just so that little bit. Definitely the settling down and getting the 10 outs. Thought I did my job in getting us in a position that we can succeed.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First inning, we're down 3-0. He feels horrible. His adrenaline. I learned a lot about him, and it just goes to show you the kid can pitch, not just throw.
NFL. Packers training camp continues with practice and pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd injured in the first set of downs after being clobbered by former Raiders defensive back Nate Hobbs. Lloyd ended up sitting out the rest of practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky and a light breeze for the overnight as temperatures drop back into the lower 70s. On Tuesday, we'll have a chance of showers and storms, partly sunny skies. Highs will warm to the low to mid 80s, winds turning to the east and northeast. Currently 71 degrees.
Do you realize the only time in our lives we like to get old is when we're kids? If you're less than 10 years old, you're so excited about aging, you think in fractions. How old are you? 4 1/2. You're never 36 and a half. You're 4 1/2 and going on 5. That's the key there. You're going on. You get into your teens. Now they can't hold you back. You jump to the next number. How old are you? I'm going to be 16. And then the greatest day of your life, you become 21. But you see, even the word sounds like a ceremony. You become 21. Yes. But you turn 30. Ooh, what happened there? Makes you sound like bad milk. He turned. We had to throw him out. But it's no fun now. What went wrong? What changed? You become 21, you turn 30, then you're pushing 40. Stay over there. It's all slipping away. You become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, then you reach 50. My dreams are gone. You come 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, you reach 50, and you make it to 60. I didn't think I'd make it. And then, folks, then You become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, you reach 50, you make it to 60, but then you build up so much speed. You hit 70.
Kissed me. It's 7:12 local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Showers early on today, then becoming sunny with a high near 85. Right now, cloudy and 71 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. Okay, you remember the search engine Ask Jeeves? I remember that. I used it a few times. Google basically put him out of business. Well, look out, Google. OpenAI announced a new search engine called Search GPT. I guess what comes around goes around, huh? There you go.
Thank you.
Diner Ross Supreme, Stop in the Name of Love, 716, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Is this money-saving hack unethical? Well, what do you think? Instead of buying your toddler a cake pop dessert at Starbucks, ask for a pop cup. They'll give you a free cup of whipped cream if you claim it's for your dog. Some people think it's taking advantage, but Starbucks put out a statement saying they're okay with it. They don't mind. All right, then continue to do it, I guess, right? The name of a 1977 movie with Nick Nolte and Tuesday Weld, named after this song, Who'll Stop the Rain? Here's CCR.
As long as I remember the rain been coming down, clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Couldn't it truly hate us, trying to find the sun?
CCR, Creedence, Who'll Stop the Rain? It's 718, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station. All right, this should change life as we know it. A few years ago, a man in Ohio ordered boneless chicken wings at a restaurant. One of them did have a bone in it. He ended up choking on it, got an infection, had to have two surgeries. He sued the restaurant owners, the chicken suppliers, and the processors, and the case made its way to the Ohio Supreme Court. The Ohio Supreme Court ruled that boneless chicken can have bones. The majority said it's cooking style, not a guarantee, just as a person eating chicken fingers knows they're not really fingers. Just a heads up. Be careful chowing down boneless chicken wings if you're in Ohio.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local civic media radio station.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Phineas and Ferb are coming back in 2026. Season 5 is currently on the air, but it's being called a revival. At Comic-Con last week in San Diego, the producers celebrated said revival of the Disney show, which launched 10 new episodes June 5th, and announced that the next batch of episodes will drop next year. Phineas and Ferb debuted in 2007, but went off the air in 2015. The USA Network has announced it has canceled Resident Alien, despite the show carving out a nice following over its four seasons. The announcement was made right before the season 4 finale last week. The sci-fi comedy is about an alien who is also a doctor in a small town and tries to conceal his identity. The show is based on a book of the same title. Executive producer Chris Sheridan says he wasn't totally caught off guard by the surprise, and for what it's worth, says the season 4 finale episode is his favorite of the whole series. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. Say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for. Something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally reached an end.
Goodbye to love. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Showers early on today, possibly, then becoming sunny this afternoon. Highs near 85 degrees. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers tonight. Low 67. Chance of more showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 76. Right now it's 72 degrees right here with cloudy skies at Radio Park. A poll looked at why some people don't plan to have kids. Here are the top reasons why people don't want to have children. I just don't want children. I want to focus on other things, concerns about the state of the world. I can't afford a child. Only 20% said, we don't like kids. That's why. Aren't we glad our parents like kids? Or I don't know if somebody else will be hosting this show right now, huh?
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's got to be rock and roll music. No kick against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna.
took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me.
Here you go, Chuck Berry, rock and roll music, 727 at WRJN. 21% of people say they believe a delivery driver has stolen some of their food at some point, like sneaking a fry out of the bag. 28% of drivers say, yeah, we did do it. So they admit to it. That's 28% admit to it. How many denied it, but really did it? Human beings, nobody but me. At 7:30, let's check with our Vice President, General Manager for an important announcement. Here's Chris Morrow.
Recently, WRJN was advised by an attorney for the estate of Paul and Lynn Harvey that the rest of the story broadcast we've been airing were provided by a party that did not have the rights to issue us authority to air the program. We're working with the family's attorney now to return the rest of the story to WRJN, but until we can work those terms out, we're honoring the family's request to discontinue airing the rest of the story at this time. Again, we apologize. We know you look forward to hearing it every day at this time. But for now, we're going to follow the rules and work with the family in order to make sure our licensing and our ability to air Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is within all the legal limits.
It's exactly 7:30. Let's check our morning news once again. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A car ended up inside of a classroom at Olympia Brown School in Caledonia early this morning. It's believed at this point no one was hurt. Police and firefighters were called to the K-8 school on 5.5 Mile Road at around 2:30 this morning. Investigators are still figuring out what happened. We're also working on learning more. 6 months after the death of an inmate at the Racine County Jail, a family is still searching for answers. You can go deeper at the Racine County Eye today about 35-year-old Joseph Lee, who died after an assault by another inmate on New Year's Eve. Lee's family has questions about why he was in a specific part of the lockup and that there are other questions they want to know more about. You can read all about it today at RacineCountyEye.com. The Gateway Technical College campus in Racine is the site of a political switcheroo today. Congresswoman Gwen Moore, who reps primarily Milwaukee, will attend a town hall in Racine. A statement from a group called Opportunity Wisconsin says she'll answer questions from Congressman Brian Stiles' constituents about the Republican tax law. The event will also feature Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, who, according to the AP, will run for lieutenant governor next year. The event tonight starts at 6 and takes place in the Great Lakes Room at Gateway. Congressman Stile will host his own in-person listening session Thursday night. That'll be held at Elkhorn Area High School. And the Racine Raiders are headed to another championship game. The Players Football Association Championship will air on WRJN this Saturday. The Raiders are in the title game after knocking off the undefeated Motor City Rams. They'll take on the Detroit Ravens for the title this Saturday at the Hawk Stadium in Detroit. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Choosing to go to college can be one of the greatest investments in your life or your kid's life, but it may also be the most expensive. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and Chelsea Wanneke with the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions is here to share how Edvest 529 can help you start saving from a young age for your kids' future.
The Edvest 529 College Savings Plan, as a way for Wisconsin residents to put money aside for their kids or grandkids or nieces or nephews for their future education. And, you know, the majority of people are just saving what they can. They're putting a little bit in there each month or each year when they have a little bit extra. And especially if they start early, like if they can start as soon as birth or kindergarten and just put a little bit aside, using the 529 college savings plan, you get some tax benefits with that. So ideally that helps it grow a little bit faster.
Wanneke says that recently they learned about how agriculture is so much different, with students being told that they either need to stay on the farm or go to school with no in between. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Join our friends from Wisconsin Farmers Union in Booth 607 and Midwest Farm Report at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days on Wednesday, August 6th at 2 p.m. Wisconsin Farmers Union is united to grow family agriculture. Visit WisconsinFarmersUnion.com to learn more.
This year's Farm Technology Days is celebrating generations of progress August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, Wisconsin. This year's show takes a glimpse into the future of agriculture with technology and technique. Visit WIFarmTechDays.org for a full schedule of events. Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and in case you missed it, let's take a look at your top five stories from last week. At number five, new ag group in town, the Dairy Grazing Alliance. Number four, the 411 on aphids. Number three, more cream puffs than ever at the 2025 State Fair. Number two, thank Wisconsin peppermint for flavor. And your number one most listened to story from last week, a fair update as the season gets into full swing. If you'd like to hear any of these stories, you can visit MidwestFarmReport.com to take a listen in. There you can also find all the Wisconsin agriculture news you need to stay up to date. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for today, still warm and muggy with highs in the mid-80s and a slight storm chance. Maybe a storm tonight, mostly cloudy, lows mid-60s. Still some rain possible into tomorrow, high mid-70s. Currently it's 72 degrees.
I bought a book from somebody, check this out. They had dog ear to bookmark their place on page 2. Yeah, let that sink in. That means somebody got one page in and was like, I have done enough book learning for today. I'm exhausted. Let me put this thing down. Wait, before I do, I might not remember where I left off. I'm gonna mark the backside of page 1, aka page 2. God forbid I have to read page 1 all over again. I think relationships are a lot like books, too. You ever get halfway into a book, you're like, man, it was so fun and interesting at first, but now it's getting really lame and boring to read. Put this much effort in, maybe I should finish it, could have a happy ending. And then again, there's a couple other books out there I'm very interested in reading. My buddy read one that he highly recommends. So complicated. Maybe I should just give up reading altogether and pay someone to read to me. That might be.
Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer. But I'll fill the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter, sealed with a kiss. I'll see you in the sunlight. I'll hear your
kiss.
Wayne Hyland, Sealed with a Kiss. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere, the historic AM frequency of 1400. This I find hard to believe, but according to some economists, the greatest food in human history just might be, are you ready for this? The McDonald's McDouble. There's never been such a cheap way to get calories, protein, calcium, fiber, and a few vegetables. The entire world could survive forever just by eating McDoubles. And by the way, the runner-up for the best food in human history was boiled lentils. So maybe that McDouble isn't sounding that bad after all. That's 741. That's the greatest food in human history. Who got paid off to say that, huh? Showers early on today, then becoming sunny with a high near 85. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 67. Right now it's cloudy and 73 degrees in Radio Park. I want you back. Here come the Jackson 5. Brothers, the Jackson 5, watch back, 744 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Hey, congratulations, the Racine Raiders have moved on to the league championship game this Saturday against the Detroit Ravens, and WRJN, of course, will carry the game live. The Raiders are going for their third consecutive championship. We'll have all the action with pregame and Don Wadowitz at 5:45. Kickoff at 6 o'clock. It's earlier because it's in the Eastern time zone. Yeah. Raiders football sponsored by our Harmony Club, Rasmussen Diamonds, Time and Again Music and More, Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty, and of course, Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Raiders championship football Saturday right here only on WRJN.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves.
until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
Get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's. Crafted hot. Served fast.
747 at WRJN, looking for showers possible this morning. And sunny with a high near 85, 73, and it's cloudy right now here at Radio Park. 78% of adults say they are not in their childhood dream job, according to this new survey. 70% say they're happy with where they ended up, though. So what were those dream jobs he wanted as kids? Well, we only have the boys' dream jobs. The girls, we don't have. Professional athlete, astronaut, doctor, scientist, and detective. I had three dream jobs I wanted. Be an ice cream man, a good humor ice cream man. Always wanted to wear that white outfit with that little change thing and reach in for ice cream into that dry ice. Also, stock car driver, but not like Daytona, the local stock car drivers, you know, on the small tracks. And disc jockey. Guess which one I took? 748 at WRJN.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Why do you build me a building, a body, baby, just to let me
me know. But although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so?
Building a Buttercup, local news, Tamla Sits at WRJN at 7:53. You planning on taking a lot of summer photos this year? All right, well, the most unflattering summer photos you can take is anywhere you're sitting down in the bathing suit leaning forward. The top five are, beside that one, any photo with a muffin top, any photo with a double chin, I'm in trouble, photos where you're absolutely drunk, and photos where you've just gotten out of the pool. Know what I say? They're memories. Doesn't matter if they look good or not. They're memories. So take a lot of pictures this summer, okay? Make some memories. 7:54, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here's Bobby Goldsboro, and I'm a drifter.
You knew I could not stay for long when you asked me to come over in the wee hours of the morning. I said I could not let the sunrise catch me sleeping, and that is why I've given you fair warning. And though you might have loved me like I never, ever have been loved before, your front door is open, and I've got to keep on moving. So I will stay with you a while, and then I'll let my hitchhike thumb take me to where I wanna. Because I've got to keep on searching for the dream that I've been seeking since I left my Oklahoma. And who's to say but that I might be back tomorrow? If I find there's only sorrow, you may see me from your windowsill next morning. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. Let's make the most of time before the break of day, but don't try to make me stay if I don't want to. Because I've got to keep on searching for that dream, and you can't find me with the simple words, I love you. But if I realize the dream that I've been searching for is waiting here behind your door, then I'll come back to stay if you still want me to. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I've felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes.
That's Bobby Goldsboro. I'm a drifter. 7:57, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. How about some moron news? Four armed robbers in Los Angeles got caught after one of them posted a photo of himself holding a bunch of stolen cash on Instagram. A 22-year-old in Seattle tried to steal a fire engine, got arrested. Apparently, he couldn't figure out how to release the emergency brake. And a guy in England spiked a woman's drink. She realized it, switched drinks with him. He drank it, fell asleep. Cops arrested him. He finally got up and got sentenced to 12 years in prison. Good for her to catch on to that and switch the drinks around. It's 7:58, local news, Tamla Sitz, WRGN. Just walk away, Renee. On the noggin. Let's check our morning news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Flags on New York City buildings being lowered to half staff in honor of a police officer. Among four people killed.